Blacko Roundtable.
What is up, everybody? I'm Dana.
And I'm Asha.
And this is Black Girl Roundtable. Jelena is still out on leave. She will be back with us shortly. But, you know, we're going to truck along. We can't leave our listeners hanging. This is why we have an ensemble, so everybody can do what they need to do and we can still have our episodes. And yeah, I think we can just go ahead and dive right in because me and Asha have spent close to an hour just gossiping before we actually started recording.
I'm so glad I work from home tomorrow. You don't
need to work. Same. Before we dig into what's trending, just a reminder, I'm going to start trying to put these at the beginning of the episode to make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you are listening. It really helps us out. And guys, make sure you leave us a review. Okay, I see some reviews trickling in on Spotify. If you're an Apple Podcast listener, go ahead and plug those in. We could use a few more there. Most of them are 5 stars. We appreciate you. We saw one hater. Somebody gave us a bad review.
I tell y'all, just don't leave nothing. Just leave us alone if you don't
It brings down the average. I really feel like the hoteps, the hoteptresses, possibly the freaking, I don't know, the He-Man woman haters have found us. And they be leaving them 1 star. It's not a lot. There's probably like 2. I'm actually dragging it. But they bring down the whole average. So if you are a listener and you haven't left a review, do us a solid. Leave us a review. 5 stars is what we need. It's what we deserve, honestly. Okay? Like Mama D said, I deserve to be loved. But if you're not feeling that, then just don't say nothing. Keep it to yourself, actually.
I deserve.
In that order.
In B-I-C-T. H.
Wow. Literally just putting anything on TV. Okay. Shout out to all the Love and Hip Hop fans. Did I miss any other reminders? I think that's it.
Yep, I think that's it. I think we're good to go.
Yeah, and we will move right along into what's trending. So I think this episode is probably mostly going to... I take that back. Let's start with the good. Let's start on a high note today. Okay. And let's talk about the magnitude, the power that is Beyoncé Giselle Knowles Carter. Okay? We are officially about to enter the Act Two era, our country western era.
Yeehaw. And are you all ready?
I don't know if I am. I think I'm both too excited and not excited enough at the same time.
My thing is, I thought I was prepared for a renaissance and was very much elevated from the floor when I first heard it. And it was the only thing I listened to all summer long. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you I could not get anything else in my eardrum. The only thing I listened to for almost 3 months, the whole summer, was Renaissance and then my different podcasts I listened to.
A chokehold. A true chokehold.
And so I am frightened. I am scared. I truly am looking around the corner for what this lady is about to freaking do.
I just feel like Renaissance was right on time. Like, Break My Soul came at a point where I just felt like I really needed it. Truth be, y'all, Beyoncé told me to release my job. I got a new job.
Yep.
Like, it was transformative. And then the album came, and the fact that Break My Soul went from a song that I was playing nonstop to, like, not even in my top 5 off the album because the album was so good was crazy. And so, while I'm excited and I think I want something else like that, I don't know if I can handle that level of obsession again.
Alien Superstar literally rewired something in my chemistry, in the makeup of my body.
I'm just like, girl, what else is there to do after Renaissance? Like, what do you mean we got 2 more acts? So Act Two, Cowboy Carter, coming on March 29th, which is about 9 days out at the time of recording. So by the time you guys are listening to this episode, it should be set to come out at the end of the week. And the queen has blessed us with some of the cover art as well as the track list.
Yes, I'm excited. What song did I say? I know it's going to be my favorite.
Yeah. I feel like Star Spangled Breast is going to be mine. Oh, just because, not Asha shaking her tits with everything she got. I just feel like, number one, that is the funniest title you could ever give a song ever. I love Jolene by Dolly Parton, one of my favorite songs ever. So I think Take My Man is going to be a good one. Furs is the song you're looking for, Asha.
It's my favorite. So I can feel it in my Shondo. It's in my top five. I know it is. I think it's in my top five.
I feel like my favorite is either going to be Star Spangled Breast or H-Town Hussy, just because I love a thought anthem. So that's kind of just, I love a slut song.
Where did you find the track list again?
I just Googled it and it popped up on Reddit. And I'll admit, like, Texas Hold'em is a good song. It's just not for me. And that's okay. Not everything has to be for me. But I do hear the transition building, like Asha said. But 16 Carriages... it's beautiful. And I love that it's the last song in the track list, because I think we're going to get a situation like Formation, where Formation was the last track on Lemonade, but it was one of the first ones that we got. And I was just, when we finally got to Formation, I was like, ah. And if we're taking our 16 carriages to Act 3 for the rock album, I promise you guys, if this is a rock album, I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm going to be a different person again, like just like I am now. I am going to change my personality yet again.
I'm calling out of work if this is a rock album. Okay. Emo Screamo Dana is making her return.
Right. I'm putting everything that has color in it in the back of my closet.
Okay. And little do y'all know, us, Angelina included, even though she's not here to chime in, just know she's a black rock and roll girly too. All right. We not new to this. We true to this. And if I get a Beyonce, if you have not finished mixing Act 3 and it's a rock album, just call Fifi Dobson, please, for me. Just call her. Just anything, just put her on there. I love Fifi with all my heart.
I'm very excited for this. I am very, 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 very excited for this. Let me see if I can. Yeah, no, she hasn't uploaded it, but yeah, I think Furs will probably be my favorite song. I feel it in my Sean Doe. Do you want to read her caption from
let's do it
art album?
Absolutely. Okay, so Beyonce says to us, today marks the 10-day countdown until the release of Act 2. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of the supporters of Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. That's us, y'all. I feel honored to be the first Black woman with a number one single on the Hot Country chart. That would not have happened without the outpouring of support from each and every one of you. My hope is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant. This album has been over 5 years in the making. It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. It feels good to see how much music can unite so many people around the world while also amplifying the voices of some of the people who have dedicated so much of their lives educating on our musical history. The criticism I faced when I first entered the genre forced me to propel past the limitations that were put on me. Act 2 is a result of challenging myself and taking my time to bend and blend genres together to create this body of work. I have a few surprises on the album, and I've collaborated with some brilliant artists who I deeply respect. I hope that you can hear my heart and soul and all of the love and passion that I poured into every detail and every sound. I focused on this album as a continuation of Renaissance. I hope this music is an experience, creating another journey where you can close your eyes, start from the beginning, and never stop. This ain't a country album. This is a Beyonce album. This is Act 2, Cowboy Carter, and I am proud to share it with y'all.
Wow. CMAs, you dirty bastard. She's coming for your freaking neck, and I'm so
listen, excited. Them motherfuckers were pissed. They were pissed. And Daddy Lessons is probably one of my favorite songs off of Lemonade. Yes. It's in the top three for sure.
I love Daddy Lessons. I have to stop listening to Daddy Lessons while I drive because I would start to speed. That's one of those songs. So I really had to be like, okay, off the pedal, Asha, off the pedal.
I just already love some of the imagery, like the album cover being a reference to that old George Washington photo. I think it's very smart. And then the vinyl cover that I pre-ordered was the one with the snake glasses. And I picked that one because it looks like, and unfortunately it's something I have to see a lot living in Florida, that stupid don't tread on me flag. I just feel like, you know, putting that on a black woman, people are gonna be pissed. So I'm here for it all.
I love it. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this like new era, this new sound. I'm ready to put my cowboy boots on and really get into theme. I'm just so excited. I'm also just ready to hear very good music and very intentional, good music. I mean, we've had some really good music out this year. I'm not saying that people have not put out great music.
There's a lot of great albums coming out this year. Yeah. But this, listen, everybody knows ain't no drop like a Beyonce drop. And if you don't know that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Meg got an album coming out that I'm excited for, you know, a bunch of people. But a Beyonce drop, it's just, does something a little different to you.
It's a national, like there's holidays, there's national holidays, and then there's international holidays. This is Christmas. Y'all are great holidays. You know, you got your Thanksgivings, your Memorial Days, all that. This is Christmas, okay?
Listen, and to everybody who was like, oh, Beyonce, don't go on tour for Act 2, just put out Act 3 and then do a dual tour. Shut up.
No, I have to be on theme, everybody. There has to be a theme.
I want a country tour. I think, honestly, we'll probably be getting a Vegas residency with this one, and I will be in the building. And then I want a tour for the rock album. I don't care. And honestly, she was very kind to you all with the Renaissance tour. I'm glad that we got to hear some of the old hits, and she does her medleys as she do, but I still stand firm on she could have just pressed play.
Right.
You could have just pressed play and let us listen to Act 1, and then I would have went home just as satisfied.
And been like, that concert was great.
Wow, right. Instead, we over here fighting for our lives like the big three. Nah, fam.
Mm-mm, no, and I won't go on my rant again about how y'all call the big three the songs that half of y'all didn't even freaking, were not in y'all top five. But
okay. And then because y'all like, I want to hear Love on Top. I want to hear Crazy in Love. Both songs I like, all the old songs I like. But just because of that, we getting these abridged versions of the best songs on the album. We cut out my favorite part of Move. And you know that was my... Mm-hmm. It was my top two. It was my number one song for 2 years in a row on my recap. I love that song. So it'll probably be my number one this year. I love that song. Unless it's Star Spangled Breast, which it very well could be.
It very well could be. And I know she's going to add, I know she said this is not a country album, this is a Beyonce album, just to be like, yeah, and I'm going to dominate this shit to make it mine. But like, I want to hear some good like Southern Dirty South rap too. I know she might infuse it a little bit. It's a little bit.
It's a couple of, if she's pulled some of like,
I feel like if Bun B is on this album, honey, I'm going to literally take a desk and flip it over.
There is even a handful of folks, black folks down here, and just living in the South, I feel like I've had more exposure to it, but like there's a lot of black rappers that do like a country, like a true country western thing with rap, like think like Lil Nas X. It's very much that, and that's like their whole discography. So I just wonder whether she'll go like classic country collabs or if she'll go more modern. But I honestly also hope she pulls out some of the whites' favorites just to make them mad. Like call Reba, call Dolly, call Tim McGraw. Like
give me some more of the Dixie Chicks again. I like that. That was fun.
Or the Chicks. They changed their name. They just the Chicks.
Just the Chicks.
They just the Chicks because Dixie is racist.
Ah, okay. Did not know that. Good to know. Thank you.
I didn't know it until they told us that, but I was like, okay, you're right. So they was like, we the Chicks now. That was they changed their name during 2020 when everything was like.
Because that's when also a lady becomes a Lady A when Lady A had to then change their name.
That shit
well.
Made me mad because then y'all stole from that black lady.
And you stole from the black lady. So like
you didn't fix the problem.
So you didn't. So we're still at square one. Is that what's going on? We're still at square one.
And like okay. While I appreciate the effort, nobody knew what that meant.
I mean, I knew what Antebellum meant, and that's why like they definitely should have changed their name because Antebellum is like a very just. Why are we naming ourselves after like Southern racist slavery charm? But at the same time, like I feel like you could have changed it. Like first of all, no one's gonna know what Lady A is because A still stands for Antebellum. So just change your name.
Yeah, true.
That's like when Lotto's like, oh, my name is Lotto, which is still short for Mulatto, which is still like
it's like the lottery. No.
Okay.
Listen, I still hold firm. Lotto was the come up that I never saw coming.
Me neither. Girl, I didn't see it for you, and I was wrong.
I truly didn't. I didn't see it for you. I really was not. What was the song? She had It's Giving, and I was like, okay, this might be a cute little bop.
Yeah, that's okay.
Look at you now. So good for you, Lotto.
Yeah, no, for real, girl, good for you. I had to eat crow on that one. Not with even me at the plastic.
I've been acting brand new.
I said, oh, so you're here to stay. Great. Love to see it.
Now, quiet as this cat. Also, side shout out to Megan Thee Stallion going on the Hot Girl Summer Tour with Glorilla opening. You bet your ass I'm going
to
be in the building.
I'm going to have to get the ticket. I'm going to have to get it. Curbins are Curbins.
Because let me tell you, I absolutely positively need to hear the line, popping shit. You know I went to school for chiropractic live. If I don't hear that live.
When do tickets go on sale again?
I'm not sure. I just saw the lineup today. I may try to swing the Baltimore show.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to definitely see the Baltimore show.
She's doing DC. If you plan to go to Broccoli City.
Yeah, which I'm like, I kinda wanna go because also Catronata is gonna be.
See, I'm trying to decide whether I'm doing Broccoli City or the Roots Picnic now.
I already have my Roots Picnic tickets. That's why I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
See, the only reason why I'm leaning towards the Roots Picnic is because it's my birthday weekend. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, that Broccoli City lineup is everything.
It's everything. And they got me with the whole, like, Megan Thee Stallion, Gunna, Catronata, and they're also going to have Victoria Monet as well. I mean, Victoria Monet and Gunna are already going to be at Roots. So I'm already going to see them, but like,
yeah, and I wasn't fiending for Gunna. I need to see Catronata and I need to see Meg.
Yeah, I've seen Catronata live. That's why I'm like, it's so good.
I haven't, and I need to.
It's so good. That's why I'm like, well, I've already seen Catronata. I'm like, no, remember we said
we doing shit this year. Masego's having a live show in New York that I want to go to. I don't have money.
Also, and then Kefir is going on tour. He added DC dates.
Yes.
Everybody, please
send this podcast to a friend so we can fucking monetize because I'm tired of being poor. We're at what, this episode 61? Come on now, haven't we done enough? Can we just get a couple of dollars? After all that I do, after all that I've done, it's never enough.
I just so
okay.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Beyonce. Shout out to Cowboy Carter. Album breakdown coming in the near future. Let's go ahead and move right along and talk about some TikTok drama.
Let's get into the mess. Into the mess.
So let's talk about Morgan and that random man from Atlanta.
Okay.
So if you, hopefully you guys remember, we did talk about it on the show, but there is a young girl by the name of Morgan who has a daughter. I think is at least under the age of two, maybe even under the age of one.
I think she might have just turned one.
Okay. But Morgan rose to TikTok fame, telling stories, essentially warning other young girls about how this particular man sort of bamboozled her into a relationship, into a baby, and went viral because of it, was able to secure brand deals and a career as a social media influencer, whatever that means to you. Well, several months later, the internet has deduced that Morgan did not leave the random man from Atlanta. And she is in fact with that man. Possibly maybe they have just broken up, but he got on TikTok, got on live, and essentially confirmed that he had been living with Morgan as recently as 2 months ago and had sent him, I believe it was upwards of $40,000.
I heard 30,000. Still way too much.
a lot more than $5.
Right. More than what I would get him, which is my ass to kick. So,
It was in the upper echelons of money that she sent this man. And so essentially the following that she had built, the people and community that she had built kind of supporting her in her efforts to get away from this man had been let down. What do we think? What do we say? What do we do about this?
I'm not surprised, just disappointed.
Same.
Now y'all know how I felt. I told y'all to stop letting niggas y'all not attracted to, you know, touch you.
And that was a word.
Let alone nutting you. So I we've had this conversation.
They have just released the first over-the-counter birth control pill. Go take advantage of that.
Please. So
okay. You ain't even gotta get a prescription no more.
Talk to your doctor, see what's recommended, but if you can, please do. Am I disappointed? Obviously, yes. Now, I will say this. A lot of y'all are giving... We're not saying the choir parts out loud. This nigga is telling you that he's not only a deadbeat, but he's a broke... I mean, most deadbeats are broke. But he's telling you that he is broke. And rather than making sure that his kids are good and out there working, getting a job, you know, again, he has a lot of baby moms. So there's that. But he's getting on live bragging that he has been given by a young lady in her 20s while he's in his 30s, upwards of $30,000. And like, yes, is Morgan stupid? Yeah. Sorry, girl.
I gotta call it like I see it.
The lights are on. Ain't nobody home. And I will say this. Some of the mistakes, minus the baby, are mistakes that I made when in the money. I did not give none of these.
I hope I was going to say, you gave a motherfucker
$30,000? No. I might have given a nigga $30,000 and my stomach was hurt off that. So
$30,000 is nuts.
Is nuts. Anyways, so mistakes Morgan is making at like 23, 24 are mistakes that I was making at 18, 19 and quickly discovered at 18, 19 not to make those mistakes. Now, remember what I said last episode? Everybody has at one point taken at least a sip or more of the stupid bitch juice. But again, people are mad at her like, she deceived us. No, she deceived y'all.
You could tell she wanted that man back.
Right. I thought that y'all been knew they were back because about 2 months ago, I saw a video of her being like, he's back, something like that. And that was like 2 months ago. So I'm surprised that y'all are surprised.
Yeah, she made a video saying that he had come back just to reconnect with the daughter. But she had essentially told everybody like, oh, don't worry, y'all. Like, you know, this is just for him to have a relationship with his daughter, not for us to be like whoop-de-whoop-de-doo. And like Asha said, you was just a little too excited for my liking. And I'm also going to call to the carpet. I think it's been fine for people to call her out, but to try and have this educational discourse on the topic on TikTok, I think is also disingenuous because it becomes this call out, da 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 da, this, that, the third. And if you're calling her out and that was your intent, that's fine. But I also don't like when people wrap things up in the guise of like, I'm just educating, when it's really just like you're dogpiling. And it's fine if you are, but call a spade a spade.
Yeah, I mean, cause sometimes I'd be like, I think we've had enough voices in the ether. I don't need to add mine.
Yes.
A lot of times that's what I do. I don't
when
need to add
when one person
mine.
Has done it, it's enough. But there's just this certain little pocket of people online who just feel like I have to chime in and you don't. But anyway, yes, certainly very interesting. I think we can wrap up what's trending there. We were going to briefly talk about Winnie Parker, but she's weird.
We forgot about Drea Michelle. I did want to get into her ass real quick, though.
Oh, Lord. Just very quickly. Drea, if you hadn't already heard, a notorious NBA groupie, literally was on television for it, has gotten pregnant by a 22-year-old, a new NBA player at the age of 39, now 40.
She's 39 now.
Close enough. And
very much close enough.
The shit is gross when men do it, it's gross. And when women do it, it's gross.
Yeah, girl. I know you. I know. I know that you know an easy lick when you see it. And you saw that young boy as an easy lick. And that's fucked up. That's nasty. You should not be bringing a child into the world for an easy lick off of a child. You want to do it with these 60-year-old niggas? Fine. Whatever. I don't care.
Nobody was coming for you when you were, you know, a young thot. Do what you do, okay? And you, again, you'll be hard-pressed to find me hating on the girls doing what they need to do. But you preyed upon that man. And at 22, I barely had two brain cells to rub together.
22. And again, and he has come into a lot of money, which is why you're with him.
Very fast.
Very fast. It's like, girl, that's just, it's nasty, it's gross. And he's the same age as your son. Now this young man is the same age as my little brother. If a 40-year-old bitch came to my family and said, "Hey, I'm your boyfriend. I'm your son's new girlfriend. I'm 40.
I'm knocking her out,
bitch." And so, and I'm pregnant with his child. I'm gonna wait 9 months. I'm gonna let you heal up real good.
And then I'm knocking you out.
And then, bitch, it's you and me. Bitch, it's you and fucking me. Do you hear me? Same as someone who also works with people in that age range, who supervises people. When I tell you there's nothing that you can talk to a 22-year-old about intimately, like even at my age, and I feel like in college, when we were seniors, we did not want to talk to no freshman boys.
Oh my God, get out of my face.
You were either, by that time, you were either nephew, little brother.
Nephew.
Yeah. You were either nephew or little brother to us.
And I can't.
I know a lot of guys were very different in terms of, like, they like to talk to freshman girls, which was still predatory.
Wrong. Yeah.
But yeah, No. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? There's nothing me and a 22-year-old have in common, except for the two in front of my name.
Especially after I turn 21, you can't go out drinking with me.
Yeah.
I can't rock with you. I'm so sorry. We have nothing to talk about.
And I'm sorry, my drinking, like, preferences at 22 versus now.
Oh, night and day.
Completely different.
Night and day. Okay.
I can't drink with my brother. I die.
I'm out talking about, let me get an espresso martini.
Right.
Okay, let me get a gimlet. Love a gimlet, honey. Talk about Dana. Listen, Dana's drink of choice. Let me get a gimlet. And if we doing a shot, I'd be like, we could do a lemon drop. That ain't a
right.
Shot.
Like, I can do a green tea shot.
I love a green tea shot. I'd be like, woo, we drinking. You're not.
I'm saying this all to say, girl, gross, ill, nasty, ill. I'm praying for all the children involved, because you're the only one that's not a kid in the situation. So
I hope that young man gets a good lawyer and full custody of that child.
Mm-hmm.
Because also Drea has proved in the past that she's unfit, and I'm not convinced right. That she...
Oh my God. Leaving the child with some Cheetos and a prayer.
And a Hot Pocket.
A nasty hoe. Okay.
Ew.
Gross. All right.
Well...
Hiss.
Boo, tomatoes.
Boo, tomatoes, throwing tomatoes.
Wow, let's bring that TikTok sound back. Well, all right, we will put a pin in what's trending right there, and we'll be back very shortly for our next segment. What's up, you guys? It's Dana from Black Girl Roundtable here with a reminder to make sure that you are rating the podcast wherever you are listening. It really helps us out, helps other people discover the show, and helps us grow our community to be even bigger and better. Please also make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an update. And let's jump back into today's episode. Here we go.
All right, y'all, we are back with something y'all need to hear. And today we are talking about, Lord Jesus, what are we talking about? I'm tired.
Phrases that people put on the internet.
Yes. So we're debunking Instagram phrases today. Sorry, y'all. It's been a long day.
It's late.
Okay, we're talking about Instagram phrases. We're debunking certain Instagram phrases. Phrases that we've heard, might have at one time even subscribed to. Then now we're like, that shit don't make no goddamn sense. So that's what we're debunking today. So I'll go first. So I saw it a few days ago. No shade to nobody who posted this. Like, literally, this is no shade to nobody. It just is simply just not true. So if you've seen it before, you know, you'll see, like, people try to, it's supposed to be motivational, and it very much is not. When people go, nobody cares, try harder.
It's just a little shady.
Yeah. One, it's just a bit aggressive. And then two, it simply is just not true, y'all. Like, it's just, like, people do care. And, like, it's okay to try hard because people do care about you or because you're passionate about something. But, like, a lot of people do that to, like, motivate people to, like, do better or, like, go harder.
Very true. Ooh, this one kills me just because it's so false. When people be like, you have the same 24 hours in your day that Jay-Z has, or you have the same 24 hours that Elon Musk has. You actually don't. Because while, yes, the 24-hour clock is the same for everybody, you, as a person who does not have access to money and resources, have to cook for yourself. You have to clean for yourself. You have to drive for yourself. So it is fine if every day is not your most productive day when you do not have the teams that these people have that allow them to be successful and to innovate. I hate when I see people say that because it's not true.
It's just simply not the truth. We all do not have the same 24 hours. Like, some people can afford to go to spin class. Some people cannot afford to go to spin class. Some people can afford to drive every day. Some people can't. And they have to wake up at a certain time to get to the bus stop. And we don't all have the same 24 hours in the day. Some people have to make their lunch every day.
That's not money. Money matters. And that money allows you to buy time. So, yeah, hate when I see that one. It's a lie. Stop posting that. Oh, okay. Yes. This one is not as popular anymore. But once upon a time, there was one where guys were like, don't buy her a Birkin, buy her an LLC. Are you fucking stupid?
Don't do that shit.
Are you stupid? Are you dumb? An work? LLC costs $100 to $175 depending on your state. An LLC is actually very cheap. A Birkin is upwards of $10,000 and appreciates in value over time. Please buy me a Birkin. Do you know how many LLCs I could buy if I sell that Birkin?
Why would you buy me work?
Don't buy her a Birkin. Buy her an LLC. What?
You're buying me a job?
I'm telling you, if a nigga buy me an LLC, I'm going to laugh in his face. And why? One day we're really going to unpack why y'all were so obsessed with LLCs.
Unless it's something that I want, unless I'm like, I've always wanted in my world to have an LLC, then like, don't do that.
And not everything has to be an LLC. And that's how I knew y'all didn't know what you were talking about. Some of y'all can be like a sole proprietor or like an independent contractor. Not everybody need an LLC.
Yeah, I think I heard the word LLC and thought entrepreneur, which like that's is what fine, I mean. But that's just like a specific type of like business license, whatever it is. It's one specific type of thing. It's not.
Men who call themselves entrepreneurs should come with a trigger warning.
Okay, so here's the thing about entrepreneurs. Now they're talking about Instagram myths.
We've talked about this before. Stop calling yourself an entrepreneur. You're not an entrepreneur because real entrepreneurs don't call themselves entrepreneurs.
They say, I am the CEO and founder of this specific business.
Or I work in this specific field. Not, I'm an entrepreneur.
Of what? I'm a contractor for this. I have my own contracting company. I want you niggas to stop. Because to me, entrepreneur sounds like drug dealer or
so
scammer.
So you sell drugs.
Or you're a scammer.
So you sell drugs. I actually liked it better when y'all were calling yourselves pharmacists.
I preferred it actually because it made more sense to me.
I at least got a little chuckle out of it. Like, yeah. Entrepreneur just makes me angry. Either that or you trade Forex, which is worse.
Which again is not a business because you're not trading.
I'd rather you sell drugs.
It's not a good or service. It's not a good or service.
I'd rather you sell drugs.
What am I investing in? What is the product? What is the service that I investigate?
I still don't want to participate. Thank you so much. I don't want to be involved. If you're still doing Forex, shout out to you. And honestly, out of all the little MLMs, I'll give the Forex girlies that one, because y'all held on for a while.
For a good little minute. You guys
y'all was really doing, y'all was doing Forex.
And that was, y'all was coming, I mean, y'all was clocking in. You guys had business suits and meetings and
what were you meeting about?
You all were really into it. You had a theme and you stuck to the theme. You know I love a theme.
Y'all really gagged.
Stuck to the businessman theme, and I have to respect that.
I was like, "I'm trading, trading what?"
What I said, and when I kept asking what the good or the service was, no one could give me an answer. I said, "So it's a pyramid scheme." Y'all said no. I said, "So then, what is it? What is the good or the service?"
If more than one person asks you if this is a pyramid scheme, that's a great sign that you're in a pyramid scheme. That's like actually the only sign that you need to look out
for. And if anything, really, it's a 360 deal. Someone's getting fucked, no matter what.
Because I know a lot of people who have like abstract careers. Even some of my friends who freelance, I've never asked them if they were in a pyramid scheme, because I know they're not.
Yes, because you know why? You knew what it was, a good or a service. Also, I'm not trusting some of y'all with my lunch money, let alone my taxes. So, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Ugh, I know there are a few. Oh, okay. I will give one. I will say this is more Instagram culture versus
like a quote.
Yes. I will say this. And this is something that I've had to honestly understand. It just kind of like, if you do not wish me happy birthday on Instagram, I guarantee you, I don't think you're a hobo friend or a hobo person. Unless it's something where you do it for everybody else but me.
Yeah,
that's a whole different story. But like, if you just forget, or like you're just really not on Instagram like that, I guarantee you, I do not feel some type of way about that. Like,
Speaking of that energy or like that vein of like Instagram, I also feel like the people who be like, "Oh, I work while y'all sleep so I can live your dreams." Shut up.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
What?
Okay. My dream is to sleep, babes. I'm living the dream, actually.
What? And also just like, y'all, yeah, y'all just think you know people from what they post online and you don't. That's all I'll say.
Do you have any others, Danis? Any quotes or anything that you want to debunk? Instagrammable things?
I think I have my last one. This one is a little bit of a pivot, but like, I just want us to stop subtweeting or like sub Instagram, whatever, in general. If you're not going to tag me or whoever, really not me because I don't be involved in drama. If you're not going to tag whoever you're talking about so I can be nosy, because if you don't say, you know, at Asha, you did da 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 da, and I can't click on her profile to be like, well, what did she say?
What did she say?
Then why am I involved? Because I can't even follow the argument.
The crypticness, just say what happened so that I can just have a full understanding of the mess and the drama. And that is purely selfish, but it is what it is.
And stop writing 10 paragraph declarations of love to your partner.
Oh, please.
Y'all are sitting right next to each other. I hate it.
Please.
Happy birthday to love of my life, my little angel apple pie. Since the day I have met you, you have been supporting me, even when I cheated on you. Da-da-da-da-da. And then you under the comments, baby, I love you so much. You've done this. And this one time when you stepped your pinky toe, shut up. Happy birthday to the love of my life. That's it. That's all it took.
Period.
And then they in the comments, love you, babe. Oh, y'all so cute. That's it. Let everybody else tell you how cute y'all are in the comments. You don't have to amp it up yourself.
First of all, Raheem would be mortified if I actually tagged his actual Instagram.
Screaming.
Not because he's like, oh, I'm ashamed, because like he doesn't want anyone to know that he exists on the internet.
And I respect that. I respect it. I respect that, Raheem.
Raheem was one of like, he has the smallest digital footprint. I think I am his digital footprint.
He's a good man, Savannah. A good man.
Oh my God, I have made Raheem's digital footprint.
I'm his digital footprint. That's terrible.
No, for real, because that nigga don't be on unless, like, I put him on his sticker. He has a baby toe digital footprint, and just only because I be putting him on some of my pictures.
And there he is.
And there he is. So,
and that's the way you got to do it. Listen, I don't need to hear your testimonies of love. Especially when y'all be telling, now again, just to somebody who's perpetually nosy, I do like when y'all spill the tea. So if you're going to write a paragraph, tell me all the drama. Yeah, even though he cheated on me 77 times, word?
What? With who?
So that way I can screenshot it and send it to Asha and Jelena and be like, did y'all know?
I'd be like, now, many times I do know.
And you do, which is why I always text you so you can tell me what's happening.
I said, oh yes, sit down please.
Okay, we ain't gonna name no names, but there's been a couple of Instagram reveals. Shout out to Jelena, she's not here, I hope you're listening, but what she always loves to call Father's Day, the dad probate day, where everybody who I didn't know has children likes to pop out and be like, happy Father's Day to me and my 17-year-old. Whose kid is this? Because it'd be one thing when y'all be popping out with the newborns. All right, we at that age. It's fine.
Yes, right.
These be grown children that's been eating solid food for some years at this point.
Right. Now, usually I am a bit concerned that I didn't see the baby shower photos, but I let y'all have that. So I keep that over there.
I'm not going to say nothing because y'all probably won't see my baby shower photos. I'll be like, here go the kid. Bye.
Now, me, that would be the first photo you see of me pregnant is the baby shower. So,
I like the drama of a surprise drop. I do.
Shout out to my sisters who've done that. A few of y'all have done that in the past.
And I eat it up every time.
I'm like, oh, yes.
I love it. Oh, especially when you're on the end. So, like, you know, obviously I'll have my close friends and my people who know, and they're going to know. And when they make the drop, I love to be the one, like, so glad about the reveal, sis. I've been waiting for you to drop. Like, I like to be that.
Yeah, I like to be. Yeah, that's the headassery of me. It's like, I do love a...
I do the whole thing. I do.
And so that's... I do love doing that.
Everybody hits me up. Dana, I didn't know such and such had a baby. Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm, I've been new. Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's exactly how I'm going to do that with my husband, and I'm going to do that with my children. My sister low-key did that with her second baby. I posted a mirror and somebody was like, it's another one? I said, oh yeah, girl, he around.
Mm-hmm. Been around for a minute now. Yeah. But yeah, so.
Or when people thought that was my baby. Dana, you had a baby? I love that you all know that I would absolutely do this. But no, this is not my kid.
But thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And yes,
he does look like me. If I do have a baby, he'll probably look like this.
Now, I will say that I want some of y'all to, like, not give us... I know y'all kids are tired of, like, being online 24/7. I know some of y'all kids are like, get that shit out of my goddamn face. That you don't have to do. I was told that my child could just not be on the internet like that. Like, most of y'all will actually not see my child.
Yeah.
I'm
going to do it like a foot, a back of the head.
Per the father's request, most of y'all will not be seeing my kid. But, you know.
I'm going to do just something that lets you know I have a baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you a foot.
And, Asha knows this is one of mine. Wipe the sploosh off of the baby before you put him on the internet. I hate that shit.
Placenta just everywhere.
Umbilical cord still attached. Just give him a second to get some oxygen in his system.
Air him out first. Jesus Christ.
Baby such and such was born at 8 pounds and 13 ounces. Sis, are you still on the table?
Right. Was he born 5 minutes ago? Why am I seeing them?
Wipe the sludge off, please.
Please, just get that little white crustacean from your uterus just off his forehead.
We just see him fresh popping out. Ha! Ah, this is the first...
what I'm just seeing, like, the fresh, like, just, like, does he still have, like...
Your coochie blood is on your baby's right. forehead. And is that... I'm gonna just get him a paper towel.
Those pictures are reserved for godmommies and grandmas only. I don't need to see that.
Put the little hat on his head. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have the nurses clean him up real good. Let his eyes open up a little bit before you just let the child's eyes just open up a little bit before.
Just give him some room.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right. Those are my last ones. Those I just had to put that out there.
Yes, we'll do a part two to this. Really, really, you know, I mean, overall, like, I don't really be caring. Like, y'all do what y'all want to do. You know, as long as it's not hurting nobody or yourself. But yes. So, we'll see y'all the next episode. But again, you know.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to take one more break and we will be back with our last segment. What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for listening to Black Girl Roundtable. Dana here with a quick reminder to make sure that you are following us on our socials at The Bougie Black Girls on Instagram and TikTok. And also make sure you are following us on YouTube for videos and more soon to come projects from myself and the ladies of Black Girl Roundtable. Thanks for listening and let's get back into the episode. All right. We are back with our last and final segment, Ask Black Girl Roundtable. If you guys have any questions that you would like us to answer, any dilemmas you need help with, you can send them over to us via email at askbgr@thebougieblackgirls.com. You can also DM us on any of our socials, wherever you want to send it. But we are going to head back to the World Wide Web. I haven't said those words in a while. And jump into the land of Reddit for an Am I the Asshole? So this one is titled, Am I the Asshole for Refusing to Eat a Meal My Girlfriend Made and Hurting Her Feelings? All right. Okay. So it starts. So my girlfriend had her whole family over at our place the other day, and she cooked her best recipe, an egg casserole.
I'm sorry.
Please hold your commentary until I finish.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Eggs?
An egg casserole.
No, it's an omelet. Fuck out of here. No. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
A quiche?
It's a quiche. You made a quiche.
So she made a quiche. Okay. Wow.
Oh god. I like quiche, but don't fucking
don't you ever put this in front of me. Talk about so I made an egg
casserole, bitch. And if it's at night, I'm gonna actually throw the shit across the table. Then now I really am the asshole. Okay, let me let you finish.
It does not say what time of day this is, it just says, so my family had her whole family over at our place the other day, and she cooked her best recipe in a casserole.
Sounds like she cooked that night, and that's what's pissing me off.
Okay. It's not even the problem, which makes
sense. I know. Okay, sorry.
The issue here is that I really hate eggs. I don't like the smell, the texture, the sight, and I especially hate the taste of eggs, and I've hated eggs my whole life. My girlfriend knows this, and she doesn't force me to eat eggs, but she begged me to try her casserole. At dinner, I tried it, and my girlfriend was looking at me, and she knew I didn't like it. I had to pour a lot of ketchup on the casserole and pinch my nose just so I could eat it. Her cousin asked me what was wrong, and my girlfriend explained my aversion to eggs, and they understood. My girlfriend, on the other hand, sounded like she was offended, and she told me that she cooked her eggs so they didn't taste like eggs. This is the funniest thing I've ever read. We have a lot of leftovers, and last night I made myself some Kraft mac and cheese. My girlfriend asked me why I wasn't having any of the casserole, and I was surprised that she I can't get through this. Be quiet, Asha. My girlfriend asked me while I wasn't having any of the casserole, and I was surprised that she even asked. I told her I didn't like it, and she looked at me silently for like a minute and went to her room where she went to bed. I can tell she's mad at me. Edit. She just texted me and told me she was upset with me last night because I was able to eat her casserole when her family was over, and she assumed I would be able to eat it going forward. I haven't responded yet. What do I do?
If you make me... If I tell you the one food that I don't like, and then you said, I have the food you don't like, casserole. Why aren't you eating it? Bitch,
Okay, I need to look this up.
I don't like asparagus. And so what do? You make an asparagus casserole, and then you look at me and say, what's wrong with your asparagus casserole?
I'm screaming. I need to look this up. Hold on, let me pull out my... Yo. Because, okay, so later on in the text, they did confirm that this was dinner. So I think the difference is a quiche has like a pie crust, right? But an egg casserole is just like eggs and filling with no crust. And honestly, I could deal with that, okay?
For breakfast, yeah.
But you're correct. I'm not seeing anything that indicates that this is a dinner dish. And I even typed in dinner egg casserole, and it's still giving breakfast. Mm-hmm. So to this young man, I would say, I think you're focused on the wrong thing. Like, no, you're not the asshole for not eating eggs. Like, I think we all have that one food that we don't mm-hmm. eat. And if my partner made me that one food that I don't eat, and I don't eat it in front of your family, I don't care. I'm not eating it in front of Jesus Christ. I don't eat this. Right,
no.
Like, mine is peas. I hate peas.
Could you imagine if you told your partner, I do not like peas, and then they made a pea casserole?
I'm smacking you in the face. Data, my family's coming over. Eat these peas. You eat these damn peas. This is my best dish. Clearly not. Because I can't eat it.
But, like, it's my best dish. You don't got nothing else in your arsenal except for egg casserole?
That's, he said, it's her best dish. You, I think you need to break up. And, you know, cooking is not everybody's forte. Right. But I'm just saying, if you're banger for dinner, if you're like, this is the dinner I'm making for my family, is egg casserole.
Okay, so now you want me to actually be mean. You want me to actually be mean to you because you think that I'm just going to reject my taste buds in my stomach to make you feel happy about yourself and your food. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I don't eat. And my mom is always good for being like, I'm not cooking nothing that I know you don't like and making you eat something that I know for a fact you don't like. Cause she's not gonna cook anything that she doesn't like.
And what's crazy is I'm reading the replies and nobody is calling out like, what the hell is an egg for dinner? Egg casserole?
For dinner?
And I'm just like, we're missing the plot.
We're missing the real point. What? You should not be cooking. Now, an egg casserole with a hash brown and, you know, some bacon on the side and an orange juice and or a mimosa.
There's one comment out of like 50 that I scrolled through. The girl says, I'm honestly still trying to figure out what an egg casserole is. Quiche? Is it quiche? What else was in it? She said, anyway, you're not the asshole.
Right. I have to acknowledge the two fallacies in the room. Why are we serving egg casserole at night?
Right, we're not gonna glaze over that part.
We're not gonna glaze over the egg casserole of it all. And for egg casserole to be your first of all, eggs are one of the first things that you learn how to cook as a child.
This her best dish, Asha.
It's her best dish?
This the best she got. This her best dish. And the fact that... Your he said it.
Cook. She cannot cook.
This was the funniest sentence anybody's ever written. So my girlfriend had her whole family over at our place the other day, and she cooked her best recipe, an egg casserole. I'm naming the episode Egg Casserole. And everybody's going to be clicking on this like, what?
What is it about? They're going to keep into the episode. And like, where does the egg casserole come into play?
Egg casserole. Right here. Now, I mean, to at least give this girl something, this is a whole genre of like, best baked egg casserole. Yeah. So it looks like, I still don't understand why she was making this for dinner, though.
For dinner. And now that I think about it, in my Rolodex of my memories, I have had an egg casserole before.
And that's fine.
It was for a brunch.
Yes. Like, this is a very common meal prep recipe. I have made this now that I'm looking at it. So it's eggs, bacon, potatoes, sausage. You can do spinach, kale, mm-hmm. broccoli, whatever. If you have
a
lot of
people over at your house for breakfast, it's a good thing to cook because it's fast. It's fairly easy. Again, it's fast and easy.
Yes. So I think what I've heard it called is an egg bake. Or we just call it, even though it doesn't have a crust, most people just still call it a quiche.
I just think call it a quiche. But also,
it's a quiche.
My mom just makes quiche because quiche is better than it's better with a buttery, flaky crust to me, to my family. So we just make a quiche.
I'm not a pie person. I don't like pie crust. So I actually would prefer this over a quiche, but I would still just rather you called it a quiche.
But yeah, but again, I've had it to where I've had it without the crust on it. It came in like a baking pan versus like a pie pan. So I've had this before.
Yeah. Or some people will substitute the crust for hash browns.
Yes. So I've had, it's more like a shepherd's pie at that point almost.
Yes, very much. Yes.
So a breakfast shepherd's pie. I'd rather you call it that. To me, there's some skill that is, but you mixed eggs and some ingredients and you put it in a pan and then you bake that pan.
It's an egg casserole. She made her best dish, an egg casserole. And the fact that he was able to get on the internet and say with all the confidence that this is your best dish. Like, I think if I was to be dating a guy or like even any of the guys that I've dated in the past, because I cook quite a bit. Asha does too. And if somebody was to say, oh, what's Dana's best dish? Or like, what would Asha say is her best dish? What would Dana say is her best dish? I feel like people would have to like think on it. Like, they wouldn't be able to say like, it's this, it's that. Like, oh, I don't know. She cooks this. She cooks that. I don't know which one she would say. Not like, yeah, girl, this one. The egg casserole.
The egg casserole. Absolutely the fuck not. I think if I would have asked, like, my mom, I know my mom really, like, and I'm not auditioning for you. I do not want to put out no recipes, y'all. I do not care about y'all's opinions. My mom, my family really likes my mac and cheese.
Asha's a great cook.
Thank you. Some people might say my pies are actually... Like, so
I do. I think Asha has a really good sweet potato pie recipe.
But to me, those take like no shade to the egg casserole connoisseurs.
I know what you're getting at though. Like, once you get your recipe down,
those take skill and time to like refine your recipe, see what textures you like, you don't like. You know, kind of make it universal so that most people do enjoy it. Most people who do not like my sweet potato pie just don't like sweet potato pie.
Yes. And see, I don't like pie. The one pie I will eat is sweet potato pie, and I like Asha's sweet potato pie. So I feel like that's indicative of a very good recipe. But I don't like pie. What did they say in Abbott Elementary that one time? Fruit should not be hot. I believe that. I've never felt so seen in my life. I hate pie. I hate cobbler. Ugh. Get this away from me. Dana, you want some peach cob? No.
Now, I love all pies, but I also am not going to try to shove pie down my friends' throats who do not like pie.
You want an apple pie? Ew.
Who was I talking to the other day?
You heat up these apples? You heat up these cherries? I'm like, what a life do you live? Jelena has gotten better, but I used to get on her in college because she be eating burgers with bread and ketchup. And I'd be like, she'd be like, I don't want no lettuce. I don't want no tomato. I don't want no onion. I'd be like, there's nothing on this. You're eating a sandwich.
And as somebody who's very particular about like the foods that she eats and the way that she eats them, I understand literally refusing not to eat something that you simply do not like. Because I refuse to eat things. I don't eat brown rice.
I don't.
And I will like never, voluntarily eat brown rice. You want to get some information out of me? You want to get some information out of me? Put a big ass put a big ass bowl of brown rice and force feed it to me. I will give you the nuclear codes. You can waterboard me. No.
During our break, Asha just got on me for like canceling guys for no good reason. I tell you a quick way to get canceled by me and be like, this is our last date. If we go to Chipotle and you get brown rice, oh, this isn't gonna work.
I will literally, like, if they say like, oh, we're out of white rice, we have brown rice, I will walk out of Chipotle.
I don't want it anymore.
I don't want it. It's not going to be the Chipotle I want. I'm not going to enjoy the food. What am I spending my money on? No.
It's like eating oats. Oh, also people who eat like oats in the morning.
I really do be trying to eat oatmeal in the morning, but then I just be like.
Oatmeal is different than oats. The people be like, I done scooped up some oats.
Oh, and then just put in their mouth. Yeah. No.
And then just like. With a little bit of milk.
You're a sociopath, and I want you in the nearest psych ward.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Well, this was hilarious. Shout out to the egg casserole baddies.
My best dish, egg casserole. If you have a dish that will prove us wrong about egg casserole, please. I may not make it, but just send it over. I just want to see what it looks like.
If you really feel that strongly about your egg casserole, go ahead and try. But I'm going to tell you right now, I can't think of any. Tabitha Brown could not make me an egg casserole that I would be like, ooh, girl, this is it. Not a dinner egg casserole.
A dinner egg casserole? Yeah. Don't know. Unless I specifically ask for we're doing dinner at night, which like many people do, but it has to be a theme to where I'm in on the joke. Don't ask me to dinner and then cook me eggs.
And it shouldn't be your best, even for breakfast, this shouldn't be your best dish.
I would prefer a salad be your best dish if you throw some stuff in there and make it your own dressing. I prefer that.
Egg casserole. I just can't stop saying it.
I cannot believe.
Well, anyway, the moral of this episode is step your cooking game up, y'all. Just find yourself a staple breakfast dish, a staple lunch dish, and a staple dinner that's not egg casserole. And I think that's a great place to wrap up this episode of Black Girl Roundtable. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you are subscribed wherever you are listening. Please make sure you are following us on our socials. Leave us a rating if you are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any of those fabulous audio platforms. And we will catch you guys in the next one.
See ya.
Bye.